What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Healness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my lovely voice. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy like myself, 6 years strong, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic people, said toxic traits. Today's episode is going to be entitled, Will the Narcissist Ever Get Over You? Will they ever move on? Will they ever leave you alone? So before we hop into today's episode, make sure you check out the self-love journal on Amazon, y'all. Lee Hammack, I Love Me, a self-love journal helps you rebuild that self-love and identity before, during, after a toxic relationship dynamic or space.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Yeah. So will the narcissist ever get over you? So let me preface this by saying, y'all, yes, some narcissistic people, y'all, will just leave you alone. They will get over you. They will move on with their lives. They might think about you in passing and things like that. They might think about, but they won't reach out to you. They'll leave you alone. They'll ghost you, get over you, you know, just block you. Or they'll block you on everything and move on with their lives. Never to be seen again. Kind of like in a, like one of those movies, never to be seen again. What was it? Moana, the movie Moana, when Maui disappeared and his hook fell into the ocean. It was just like never to be seen again. Just like that, the narcissist is falling into the ocean, deep, dark ocean of empathy, whatever, and just getting drowned in empathy and just disappears, never to be seen again. So yeah, does that happen to some narcissistic people? Yeah, will they leave you alone? Yeah, they will. They'll disappear on you. But some of them, y'all, a lot of them, will never get over you. And this is not me telling you, let me go, before I dig this hole deeper, this is video is not meant for you to take a, to listen to it, hear it, and be like, okay, Lee's telling me this. I was looking for a sign to reach out for my narcissistic person, to reach out to them and try to rekindle and maybe forgive them. No, this is not, if you're looking for a sign, this ain't it. This is not the sign that you're looking for. These are not the droids that you are looking for. Hell no. This is not me telling you to reach out to your narcissistic ex, whoever. This is not me telling you to do any of that. This is me telling you right now that some of them will not get over you. You will always be on their mind. And so do I have people like that in my life? Yeah, I have people like that in my life that I, in my mind, I think about them all the time. Like they have very common, unique names. That you would pop up. So yeah, sometimes you don't get over this because I haven't gotten over them. Doesn't mean I'm in love with them. I want them back. It's just like my mind is still focused on that person. Like that person defeated me or something like that. That person got rid of me instead of me being able to get rid of them. That person discarded me instead of me being able to discard them. That person broke me down instead of me being able to break them down. It feels like a loss. You see what I'm saying? It's kind of like, I think a lot of people would describe it as the one that got away, quote unquote, but it doesn't work. It's like you got away, but what did you get away with? Did you get away with my heart? Did you get away with anger? What did you get away with in these circumstances, in these situations? You know what I mean? What exactly are you escaping this scenario with, this situation with? What is going on here? You know what I mean? What is the dynamic? What is the space that we are in right now that says like what is going on? You may think about it. What are we dealing with? It's just like you got away. You are the one that you might be one of the people that got away. You mean because a lot of narcissistic people have a string, not just one relationship that ends like that where the person gets rid of the narcissist. A lot of narcissistic people have a string of relationships that end this way, where the person gets away from them, where they quote unquote escape from the narcissistic person, where they break free of the narcissistic person. You see what I'm saying? This happens all the time in these spaces, y'all. So will they ever get over you? Some of them don't, y'all. And some of them, like I said, again, so even if some of them don't get over you, it doesn't mean that they'll reach out to you. It just means that you're on their mind. It just means that they might think about you from time to time or all the time. It might mean that they're obsessed with you. But obsession, just because they're obsessed with you, doesn't necessarily mean that they will reach out to you, that they will contact you for any reason. It doesn't mean that right there. Because they're obsessed with you, it just means that you're on their mind. Like it's kind of like they mentally bring you into their new relationship spaces, into their new relationship dynamic. You know what I mean? Sometimes if they don't get over you, but they don't reach out to you, sometimes they'll try to morph their new partner into you. They'll try to take your characteristics that they liked and put them onto their new partner. You see what I'm saying? Maybe it's your hair, the way you wear your hair. Maybe some kind of cologne or perfume that you used to wear. Something along those lines. Maybe it's a movie that y'all used to watch. Something like that. Maybe it's something you used to cook. Maybe it's something that their favorite. What is something that they bring into? They try to morph the other person into you, and they can do this by manipulating them in a good intent or bad. No, they can do this by manipulating them by damning you or praising you. You see what I'm saying? They could damn you but say, my crazy ex used to do this. So it diverts them from doing one certain behavior and makes them do a different behavior. You mean my crazy ex used to do that and I hate it. So even though I might not have hated what they did, or I might be lying, you mean that makes my new partner do something I want them to do, or stop doing something that I don't want them to do. You see what I'm saying? You can manipulate by damning them, but you also can manipulate by praising the ex. I can praise you. If I'm not over you, I can praise you to my new partner and make them in competition with you. I can triangulate. I can praise and triangulate at the same time. Because like my ex used to cook the best quesadillas. And you like, oh, dad, I got to make some better quesadillas than your ex did. So, boom, gotcha. You see what I'm saying? I can manipulate with praise or criticism. Damning or criticism. You see what I'm saying? Praise or criticism. That's going to be another video, y'all. Praise or criticism. I like when I be talking, and I'll come up with new ideas for other videos. but yeah, that's how it goes, though, y'all. That's why I just tell people, some of them don't reach out to you, but they bring you, they don't reach out to you, but they haven't gotten over you, and they bring you into a new relationship. Especially, and this happens quickly, y'all. Sometimes they'll move on quickly. If you break up with them or they break up with you, and they're still not over you, they might move on to a new relationship and love bomb the bejesus out of the next person. Love bomb the hell out of the next person to try to get over you. But it doesn't work because they're thinking to love bomb the new person, to give the new person everything that you were asking for, that you might have been begging me for. They have to think about you. You know what I'm saying? They're not over you, so they're giving the stuff that you wanted to the new person. And it works. It makes you jealous, and it works for the new person. You see what I'm saying? It's how it goes, y'all. Just because they sometimes don't get over you by love bombing the other person. This is a sign that they're not over you by love bombing the steam out of the next person. I'm not saying everybody does this, but some people do it like that, y'all. But then, last but not least, this last category, the narcissistic person that doesn't get over you, that still thinks about you, that won't leave you alone. Some of them become stalkerish. Some of them become obsessive. Some of them become damn near dangerous as hell, y'all. And will threaten to, the ownership category. It's this shit. A lot of narcissists think that you belong to them anyway, right? But you get a lot of narcissistic people that think you belong to them anyway. But the super obsessive, scary narcissistic people, that's my dehumidifier, y'all. Beeping. But you get a lot of narcissistic people, some of the scary ones, they think you belong to them and they act like it. They act like you belong to them. They treat you like you belong to them. Even if the relationship is over, I'm not over you, and you damn sure better not get over me. Those are the type of narcissistic people that, you know, that stalk you, that harass you, that threaten you. You better not have anybody else around my kids. You better not have another man or woman in my house. You better not have another person over here. You see what I'm saying? It doesn't even matter. Yo, the crazy thing about it is, it doesn't even matter if they have moved on or not. It really doesn't even matter. Like they don't have to move on to mess with you, to feel like they own you. They can literally have moved on to a new relationship, new partnership or whatever. And they, you know what I'm saying? They can move on to a new relationship or new partnership or something like that and still think they own you. They can have a whole new damn family and still think you belong to them. Like they can have a whole new family, whole new husband, wife, family, new job, new everything, but still think you belong to them because they haven't gotten over you yet. Some narcissistic people have not, they won't get over you and they won't leave you alone, y'all. And sometimes you have to force them to leave you alone. I don't know what country you're in. Protect your peace. In the United States, there's 10 amendments to the Constitution. The second one says you can defend yourself in a very specific type of way. You know what I mean? Hey. Sometimes you have to. Because sometimes they'll drive by your house. Sometimes they'll drive by your job. Sometimes they'll send you text messages. They'll send you roses and buy you cologne. They will do things to let you know that they're still around, still watching you. And the ones that haven't gotten over you and won't leave you alone, they'll put tracking devices on your car. They'll do things like that. They'll put tracking devices on your car. They'll put cameras on your, they'll put cameras on your stuff, y'all. They'll record you. They'll put cameras in your house. They'll put cameras around you and do things like that. Like a lot of narcissistic people, y'all, they think you belong to them and they will not leave you alone. Regardless of how the relationship ended, they still think that, hey, you belong to me. You're mine. And I'm going to exercise my rights on you. My right of ownership. You see what I'm saying? They want to say some of you have to force them to leave you alone, Lee. Some of them you have to force them to leave you alone. But Lee, how do you force them to leave you alone? Y'all, sometimes you have to call the police. Police don't do anything, y'all. SBI, FBI, call somebody. Arm yourself. You have to keep doing this, y'all. Documenting things. Use deterrence. Put cameras up. People don't like being on camera, y'all. People don't like being recorded. You see what I'm saying? You might have to get a body cam and do things like that, y'all. I promise you might have to hire a private investigator to follow them. The private investigator. I had people hire private investigators that followed the narcissistic person, and a narcissistic person is stalking them. So imagine that. You hire a private investigator. The private investigator is following the narcissistic person, the toxic person, the stalkerish, dangerous person, and they're following you. So it's wildness, y'all. It's wildness. You have to protect your peace. I'm just telling you, some of them become super obsessive, and they will not leave you alone, y'all, because they think you belong to them. But anyway, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in, y'all. Y'all, this month coming soon, my kids' book is getting released here pretty soon, y'all. If you want to get more information on that, make sure you subscribe to my newsletter. The link is in the description of every video and podcast that I do. Join the newsletter. Check it out. Like I said, it's a kid's book about narcissistic, growing up in narcissistic toxic households. Me and my wife have co-authored it. So it's going to be an amazing book, y'all. Stay tuned for more. Like and subscribe. Matunas is out. Peace. Thank you so much for being here, y'all. Thank you for watching my video to the end. I'm super eternally grateful for every single one of you. If you haven't already, make sure that you subscribe to the channel so we can help reach more people, help more people and things like that. The Self-Love brand is available. I Love Me. The Self-Love journal is available as well. Links in the description of every video I do. If you haven't already as well, look into joining the channel memberships for behind the scenes perks, priority responses to comments and things like that, y'all. Thank you so much for being here. See you next time.